Blog Talk Radio.
Go easy on me.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Passions Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Lake Worth Beach, Florida. It's Sunday, February 6th, 2022. The talk show is streaming live on Blog Talk Radio. The topic today is encouragement, a worthy discussion for a positive outlook, a motivation to be a better and kinder person. In studio, I have Brian Carpenter with me today, calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina, my friend and prayer partner, care of HLE Radio, based in Louisiana, with Hunter and Roy, and a big shout out to Nate in Mississippi and the team of HELE Radio. Let me bring Brian on the line. Welcome to Passions Podcast. Deborah. Good afternoon, Carolina Cowboy.
Good afternoon, Deborah. How are we doing today?
It's a pleasure to have you on the air with me today.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm absolutely stoked. I was waiting for this. I'm excited and happy to be talking with you.
Nice. You know, I want to talk a little bit about you. You got a lot going on. Number one, we're prayer partners. And for people that don't know about the prayer team, you're going to educate them throughout this episode. But for me, Brian's in North Carolina, Nate's in Mississippi, Hunter and Roy is in Louisiana. And each of these persons pray with you and for you if you reach out to them. It's a very special thing what you have going on. Would you like to share with the listeners the message today, Brian, about encouragement?
Absolutely. It's we live in a really, really dark world, and there's a lot of I don't want to say evil, but just darkness all around us and a lot of negativity. And I guess it's just natural for me. I try to look at the positive side of everything. And when I wake up every morning, I'm just happy to be alive. You know, you can deal with the rest. And my goal every day is just to be a light, just to be an encouragement to somebody, just, you know, to keep somebody from giving up. You know, even if it's just a big smile, a kind word, a positive word, you know, just there's a lot of people in our world that's at the end of their rope and they don't feel like they don't have no hope. And, you know, I just want to keep people from giving up and keep people, you know, going.
Well, you do. And I love my morning messages. Brian, our guest, Brian Carpenter, he's calling from Greensboro, North Carolina, a.k.a. Carolina Cowboy, and my prayer partner and friend. And he's on TikTok. You're a little bit of a sensation. And, you know, look, this is my thought. You're a light. And you're positive, and you're traveling, and I know you drive the truck, and you sometimes you're in the cold and the snow, and you came down to Florida recently, down to Miami. But you send a message daily, and I think I'd love to know what inspired you to do this, because I know that you're involved with the radio, but you're really amazing in the videos.
Well, I'm on also on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and I just in the morning times I put a positive message out. You know, it's a great way to start the day and get your mind going right. You know, and put a smile on your face. You know, a lot of people just, like I said, they just feel like giving up, and it's I'm not all that. I'm just, you know, God created me a happy person. I'm, you know, we all have our difficulties in life, but it's how we deal with them. That's what matters the most. And I do work with a Christian country station, HLERadio.com. I've been working with them for about 10 years and part of the media team there and also part of the prayer team. And that's our goal. We share Jesus through country music, but a lot of people didn't know you could put Jesus in country music, and we mix the two. And it's a worldwide internet station, HLERadio.com, and also they have a free app for Apple and Amazon and Android. It's free. It's a nonprofit ministry, just spreading good music out there.
Absolutely. I want you to continue to talk about what's really important to you about this topic with encouragement. It seems like, number one, you encourage people every day, but you came on the air with me and you said, Debbie, yes, I'll be your guest. I'm like, oh, so excited because of the energy and also the prayer team. This is how we're connected, ladies and gentlemen. Brian's in North Carolina. I'm in Florida. And during a very dark time, I mean, I was reaching out to you and you were responding and there was prayers going on. And I feel like there's other people you're helping, the whole team.
Nate is he's in Mississippi and he's the head of our prayer team. And we take like on Facebook and Twitter for the radio station. We put out a message every morning. If you need prayer, if you feel like giving up and you just need a friend without judgment, you know, send us a message. We'd be happy to talk with you, pray with you. Nate, his gift is a prayer warrior. That's what he does best. And he's also a worship team leader, but he's a powerful man of prayer, and he does a fantastic job leading the prayer team. And I got to give a shout out to him because I work alongside him every day and see everything he does. A lot of people don't see some of the messages that we got coming in, and it's people are struggling. You know, it's a crazy world right now. We got to realize even in this crazy world, God is still in control, and if you just don't give up, if you just keep going and put your faith in God, that we'll get through all this craziness somehow.
Amen, brother. I'm so glad that we're giving him the formal shout out. This show is going to be archived. It's going to be available that you can share via text, email. We'll be on all different outlets for the media because he deserves everything you just said. When you make a request for prayer, it's really important that somebody responds and they're saying, we're praying for you, not only me, but everybody in our circle. And I feel like it does give hope. Again, the topic of discussion, ladies and gentlemen, is encouragement. I have Brian calling in from North Carolina. He really inspires me. He's my friend. And even though we're miles away, I feel really close to him, and it's a brothership. I really feel like a family with the HLE Radio. So we're going to talk about church.
I feel the same thing.
Yes, yes. We're going to talk about your church, the topic, which was so amazing what you told me about today. As when you call me before the show, and you're like, yeah, I went to church. I'm like, yes, I went to church too. So here we are, you know, thanks be to God. We're broadcasting live, sharing a message. It's going to go worldwide. It's worldwide right now. And when you went to church today, Brian, if you would, please tell the listeners what the pastor was talking about.
Well, I go to the local cowboy church here. Most people, if you wonder what a cowboy church is, for us, it's a small Southern Baptist church, but it's just relax. You can go with jeans and a T-shirt. You don't have to put a suit on. It's just a bunch of country people, so to speak, there to worship God. And the topic this morning was that we need more people of encouragement and what it takes to be an encourager. Because it takes a certain person. You got to have a kind soul. You got to be a good person, and you got to have good character. and you got to be a person of faith. I mean, and if, you know, you know, me personally, if anybody knows me, if I really think you need help or anything, I will give you the shirt off my back. That's just who I am and how I was raised. If I really thought you needed it, I'm there. You know, I got your back. And that's, you know, I wake up every morning with that attitude. You know, I can't change what's going to happen in the world, but I can deal with it as long as I'm still here.
Thank you so much for saying all of that. It's amazing to have you on the air. Your energy is so good and nurturing. And I think a lot of people will be enlightened to listen to this podcast. We still have airtime left, so I'm going to invite anybody that's tuning in right now. If you want to call in, it's 563 area code 999-3741, 563-999-3741. If you want to talk to myself or Brian, if you need a prayer, please call us. We're available right now. Brian,
My TikTok out is PilotBoy2018. If you want to look me up on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook. If you want to reach out to me there and just say hello, or you just need a friend, somebody to talk to, hey, you can reach out and get a hold of me.
TikTok PilotBoy2018.
Yes, that's correct.
Nice. The TikTok is fabulous. You know, I really love it. It's just a message of inspiration and encouragement on a daily basis, no matter what you're going through. And you and I can both say we've entrusted each other to share our feelings. Sometimes we're really going through stuff, and we feel comfortable enough just maybe not to pick up the phone. We might send a text, but it's meaningful. And we get
absolutely
through it sometimes.
Right.
Because we do encourage each other.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times on social media, there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of negativity. And a lot of people just avoid social media because sometimes it just seems like unnecessary. But I use it for good. I use it for positive. I use it to encourage people. That's my message every day. Don't give up. You know, put a smile on your face. You know, wake up with a grateful heart, you know, and a positive attitude. And no matter what you face in the day, you can handle it with God's help.
I love it. You know, I was thinking about you earlier, and I joke with a few of my friends down here in Florida because we're in the concrete jungle. I said, my guest calling in today is so relaxed and so peaceful. I said, he's on acres of property in North Carolina. And so I felt like, you know, I've been there, and my girlfriend, she's going to get a copy of this podcast. Don't you feel great being out there?
It's extremely peaceful. I used to have a 25-acre farm, but I downsized a little bit now because I travel in the truck during the week. I got 3 acres here and a pond in the front yard, and it's in the middle of the woods, and it's just extremely peaceful. I got a big front porch. I can sit out and just listen to nature and, you know, talk to God, and it's extremely peaceful, and I wouldn't take it for anything. I'm definitely not a city boy. That's just not me, but I understand other people, different ways of life. You know, everybody's got their style, but for me, this is exactly where I belong. You know, when I get out of the truck at the end of the week and I can come down my gravel driveway and know I got a safe haven here.
I love it. Today I was looking up, you know, when I do the topic, I'm like, let me look up the definition of everything I'm talking about. You know, we think we know. This was part of my pastor, what he said today. You know, we think we know. And I was late to church after the hotel. I walked in, and he used me an example. Like, Deborah, you know, does this at the hotel, and she's skilled, and we've had all these jobs, but we think we know how to do things, but can we learn better? Can we be open? Do we want change? There were so many things when I listened to him, even though I was late 20 minutes, and he really made an example. And essentially the message was also be encouraged for change. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the topic of discussion today, encouragement. Brian's with me from North Carolina, and my thoughts are this. The action of giving someone support and confidence or hope is a gift, and to inspire with a spirit of giving. That's the message today for me.
It's definitely a gift I was born with. I'm just not a negative person. Some people look at the situations and they automatically look at the negative side. And I tend to be more on the positive side. You know, I look at what's going to, you know, what could go right, not what could go wrong. And I'll give this example here recently, and you know it. It was beyond my control. I was with my last job for 15 years, and it just disappeared overnight. You know, I could have sit here and cried. I thought that was my retirement job and plans, and I chose not to sit here and cry over it. I chose to make the best out of it. I've got another great job. It may not be the job that I had, but I got an employer that's happy to have me, that's very kind to me. You got to look at things, and, you know, we all going to have bad situations in life, and we're all going to have difficulties, but, you know, I don't sit down and give up. I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to just, like when I was in basic training, the drill sergeant asked me what was hard about the training or what I learned, and the one thing that stuck out in my mind is when, like the 15-mile road march, if you just, every day, you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, no matter how difficult it is, you put one foot in front of the other, and you'll reach your destination, and you'll reach your goal. But if you just stop, you're not going to get anywhere in life. You just got to keep going forward and put them difficulties behind you.
I love that you're a veteran. Thank you for your service.
I love my country, absolutely, 100%.
What
branch of
service?
I know we're having some difficult. I was in the Army for 3 years in artillery.
Will you come back on the air with me around Veterans Day?
I will, absolutely. I love my country, and I know that there's a lot of people on this side, but we're Americans. That's the way I believe. You know, you can disagree with me, I could disagree with you, but in the end, we have a beautiful country here, and I love it. I'm proud to be an American 100%.
I love it. Red, white, and blue, baby. Red, white, and blue. Brian.
Yes. I'm here.
Okay.
If anybody, so, again, I want to give a shout out to my radio team. I want to give a little bit of background. I'm an over the road truck driver, and I found the station 10 years ago when he first started. It's our way of sharing the gospel message through music. You got Hunter Logan, he's the DJ in the morning show. And you got Steve does the countdown, and Randy Pinchum, he's our publicist, and he does a great program. He's a songwriter from Nashville. He's wrote some really big hits. He's part of our team, and we got Nate, of course, he's the prayer team, and we got Patricia. She does some of the media with me, and Roy is assistant. That's Hunter's wife, and together, God has all put us all together for a purpose, and that's to share the good news of Jesus through music, through country music. We all love country music, and I'm a huge people's person, and music, country music, and God knew exactly where to put me so He could use me, and it was just a perfect fit. I help Hunter keep his social media organized, set up interviews, whatever he needs. I'm there. I do it from home and on the computer.
Well, you're doing a great job, and this is how we became affiliated, was through Twitter. And it was very encouraging to message somebody and say, I'm struggling with this, you know, I'm having a hard time. Could you pray for me, or your team pray for me? And then you get this response. It's not from maybe one person, but two people. The team were praying for you. And so part of this podcast, you know, you're, You're my second guest, and I know you'll be a return guest. It was very important to acknowledge the radio station in Louisiana and Nate in Mississippi and you in North Carolina and everybody involved in the production of HLE Radio.
It's an amazing team that's been put together by God. That's all I could say. I don't get paid for any of it. I've been working with Hunter for 10 years, and it's not about money, anything. It's a nonprofit ministry, and you know they operate out of donations. You know, anybody make a donation, it goes to keep the station, keep the doors open, keep the music flowing. And I've stressed to Nate and to Hunter, you know, I keep the media organized. You know, if somebody sends you a message, you know, hey, we got to be available. That's what we're here for. And, you know, try to answer with Nate and as fast as possible. You know, obviously, sometimes you got life and you got stuff, but we try to answer as fast as possible, and we want to be there for people.
And you are, and you deliver. There's no doubt about it. I can testify. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to have Brian Carpenter with me on the air today. He's my friend. You know, we're prayer partners, and we've, you know, gone through things, but we survive and we're strong because of our faith. And that's what brings us together through the miles. We pray for each other and believe in each other. Through some scary times too, huh, Brian? And we're still grateful.
Yeah, that's the way I told somebody just a couple of days ago. Somebody asked how I was doing. I said, well, I'm still on the right side of the dirt. I'm still standing. You know, I can't change what's going to happen tomorrow. I can't, you know, but I can, as long as I'm still here, I can deal with it. You know, I can handle it. And I want to encourage others out there, you know, don't give up. Don't, you know, life is tough, but, you know, keep your smile. You know, there's people out there, a simple smile will change somebody's world. Just a simple smile, a kind word, you know, that's all that somebody needs to keep from giving up.
So the video you sent me today from TikTok, I wish I could play it right now, but I know you could say it to the listeners, what your message was today.
The message today, you know, it's just a message of hope, you know, just a message of not giving up. If you go and watch it, I don't want to spoil it for everybody, but if you watch it, you'll know it's me, because I always start my videos with, good morning, y'all, it's Mr. Sunshine from the beautiful state of North Carolina. Now they can go find it. They'll know exactly who it is.
Nice, nice. That's what we're talking about, a little prelude. Woo, a little prelude, baby.
Yeah. I don't want to give everything away. They need to hit that, hit the like button, hit the follow button, and let me know that they heard me on here.
Oh, man, this is going all over the place. I'm sending you a copy so you can forward it to everybody. And I'm just sending you love and light down here from South Florida. We have beautiful weather. How's the weather by you?
It's very windy and cold today, and but we sunshine. No, we had a couple of weekends with snow and some bad weather, which were, you know, I know Florida's not prepared. We're not prepared for it either. When we get a couple inches of snow here, people just panic. I was in Pennsylvania on Friday morning, getting my load coming home for the weekend, upstate Pennsylvania, and it was snowing pretty good, and it was a total different scenario. There was people out there with snow shovels and snow blowers and scrapers, and they were like a bunch of squirrels. You know, I was watching them. I was like, they're ready for it. You know, in North Carolina, we don't have anything like that. They figure if God put it on the ground, he's going to take it away.
Oh, man, I'm so happy that you're with me on the air right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live on Blog Talk Radio. A big shout-out to the network for allowing us to have the new podcast. I am elated to have you with me, Brian.
Well, I can tell you this much from my point of view. You're a blessing to me, 100%. I know we bounced off of each other a lot and encourage each other a lot, but, I mean, it's, you know, it's definitely, your friendship is a blessing to me.
Thank you. Back at you, my friend.
And I put something up on Instagram this morning. It might have been the one that I put on TikTok. So everything goes through my head a lot. But I want to get this message across: you may feel insignificant, and you may feel small. You know, sometimes you feel like, well, I'm not talented or I'm not this. But if you were designed by God for a special purpose, and you can, in your own little way, make a difference in your world. Even, like I said, with just a smile, a kind word, that just makes a difference in somebody's world every day. It 100%, you know, all somebody, you know, they're struggling, they're having hard times, you don't know what people are going through, what battles they're going through, and a smile is so powerful, and a kind word, and they're free. You don't cost anything.
Yes, and that's what you're doing every day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about three minutes down on airtime. And Brian, do you want to say anything, any other information? Because I'm going to give out the talk show line number. If anybody's missed this podcast, they can email me or call or reach out to the radio station. But what's your message, babe?
The message that I want to give is just do not, no matter what struggles you go through, no matter what life throws at you, do not give up. It's not worth all that. I mean, we got so much to live for. There's a lot of negative in the world, but there's so much positive. If you just stop and take a breath every day and realize and look around you, man, we got so much to live for. It's just incredible, you know. And it seems like every day that the world is getting darker. But I mean, me personally, I don't watch the news. I read my Bible every morning. There's a podcast called DailyAudioBible.com, and it's like a community, and that's my morning routine to get the good news in my head, I just want people, you know, just be kind to each other. That's what I say on my TikTok, you know, love each other, be kind. You know, we got too much meanness and evil in the world. We need nice people. We need people that'll lift each other up, you know. And I believe when people are having hard times, don't stomp somebody in the head. Reach down and give them a hand, lift them up, you know, get them back on their feet.
Raise them up. Encourage them, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for tuning in, everybody. We're on Blog Talk Radio Network. Brian, thank you for being an amazing guest. Stand by. If you'd like to call the talk show line off the air, it's area code 561-856-0100. We are remote, our talk show, and we're all over the East Coast, and we can expand. I'd love to come to your location. Again, the talk show line number is 561-856-0100. Brian Carpenter, thank you so much for calling in and being my friend, and to HLE Radio and the Prayer Partner team.
Tell them to go look up the radio station, HLERadio.com, and also download the free mobile app and let us know that you heard us on this program, and we'll be happy to give you some positive stuff and to put in your head every day, music. And Hunter's always got some kind words on the morning show from 7 to 9 Central Time, and we'll see you on the radio.
Thanks so much, Brian. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. You're a blessing to so many, and thank you so much for having me on.
We're down to 60 seconds. I have enough time to say God bless you.
That's important right there. You know, people think, well, hey, I messed up this or I did that, but just the bottom line is God loves each and every one of us, and that will never, never, never stop, no matter how bad you've messed up or how bad you think your life is. God still loves you.
Thank you, and I love you too, my friend.
It's a very, very mutual feeling.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on to Passions Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for the next episode. Thanks for tuning in.